Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends. Welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. Excuse me. Man Bun Chris checks in with a thank you. He writes, I'm just headed to training now. I don't know what the hell that means. Is that like for a job or are you like getting in shape for something? I wanted to say thank you for spreading the word for us. Have a good show, Toon Man. His Rangers soccer outfit. That organization makes it so that all the kids can play. You know, like if there's some kid from the wrong side of the hard living line and he wants to play soccer for the Rangers, he can because of fundraisers. So that's what Chris is all about there. Because the semi-pro team that they run, the Rangers, there are some expenses with that, including high-priced PA announcer. So they don't like to dip into the funds that usually go for the kids. So essentially, what I'm telling you is, because the Rangers pay me to be the PA announcer for their soccer team, I am single-handedly preventing children who cannot afford to play soccer to do that. That is my fault. So it's the very least that I could do to publicize that this nonprofit needs cheddar so that they don't have to make it so that little kids don't play soccer. Now, I don't care about those children. I am only interested in myself. So if you want to support those kids, that's up to you. But, you know, he said, yeah, we're a nonprofit. We don't make any money, and it's all to hell. And I go, I don't care. I am a prophet. I am not a nonprofit. I'm for profit. In fact, I don't want to be associated with anything that's nonprofit. I take that back. I volunteer all the damn time. Against my better judgment. The evil side of me is like, yeah, you know, I don't know. I don't want to help hospice. I don't want to help the Hope Network. I don't want to help friends and family of cystic fibrosis. That's a new one. You know, I'm a sucker for it. The good folks over at Friends and Family of Cystic Fibrosis. It's a great organization. I ran into the guy who runs it the other day. I go, hey, because he's friends with the ladies with the folks from Hope Network who I do work for. And I go, yeah, if you need any MC help or me hosting any of your events, I'll be happy to do that. You need a mouthpiece, just give it to me. I'll do it. I'm volunteering my services. Against my better judgment. No good deed goes unpunished. These people are probably going to turn on me at some point in time. Like Matt says, how about Gift of Life? God, those people. What a bunch of idiots. It was working out so well, all right, until it wasn't. Gift of Life is the organization that spreads the word about how important it is to, you know, fill out your donor card. They saw, they got the word that I donated a kidney. Now, they're not doing live donations. Hello, Bruce. Anybody else coming in here? Just this guy. Oh, boy. You want to come do the podcast with me? Hang on. They can't hear you. So is this a long story?
No. And he's
going
to go to a tryout
for the Lions. Oh, wow. All right. Send it to me. I'd love to talk about it.
Bye.
See you. Bye. Oh, give me the finger. She started telling me a story. Molly says, ask the wife if she doesn't like me still. No, she's fine. She likes you. Gift of Life bangs on my door, and they're like, hey, if anybody has authority to talk about the importance of organ donation, it's you. You want to be our media ambassador. And I said, well, yeah, sure. I would love that. So then I'm conducting like interviews with donors and how important it is to donate or fill out your donor card and all this feel good stuff. And I said, yeah, you know, might as well. Like, I'm enjoying what I do. I might as well spread the cheer. And what this does is this balances out when I'm an asshole all the time. Stand by. Bruce. And so then I'm like, I might be an asshole for half the day and then not an asshole for the rest of the day. And they're like, yeah, okay, we get it. We get it. Yeah, we're all about it. And then they would have these events to honor those who had donated organs and then sadly lost their lives. There was an event at the local zoo. It's like Gift of Life night. Where I'm there like talking, spreading the word, doing video lives, interviewing people. It was great. Did it for 2 or 3 years. Then I saw that there was a story of some wacko family in Muskegon who one of their loved ones fell ill and she ended up dying and she had filled out her donor card. So it came time to harvest the organs in the family. I mean, the lady's in a vegetative state. She's dead, okay? I don't know what happened. I think her head flew off in a car accident or something like that. But the family makes up some wacky story that, oh, yeah, just before she died, she said, I love you all, but whatever you do, don't let them take my organs. So that was bullshit. But for some reason, the family went against the deceased's wishes. And so that, you know, that's the wishes of the deceased. So Gift of Life, it has to honor that. So this becomes a court fight and a big deal. And then these wackos are playing the race card. Saying, oh, these white devils are trying to steal the black woman's organs. Oh, my God. It's terrible. So I made a Facebook post that said, wacko family does not want to give the Gift of Life or something like that. I get a phone call. Hey, can you take that post down? We're trying, you know, we are dealing with this. Would you mind if you take that post down? I go, yeah, whatever. I don't care. I get a phone call again. Hey, we noticed that you talked about it on your Patreon. I'm like, well, yeah, at best, 250 people heard that. It's behind a paywall. Yeah, but you never know. Can you take that down? I'm like, Jesus fuck. writing's on the wall at that point. Three weeks later, I think the dust has settled. It's all blown over. Yeah, we've decided that be in our best interests if we parted ways with you. I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? I was defending you. You idiots. So now I'm saying don't donate your organs. I want you to rescind your organ donation. All right? I want you to write on your license, look, I'm not giving my organs away because of gift of life. That's what you should do. Actually, right on there, no, they're mine. Don't touch them. Hands off. Fuck you. Everybody knows that if you donate your organs, you will not go to heaven. I'm kidding. Tyler writes, my organs can go to Gift of Life, Ohio. Fuck Gift of Life, Michigan. There you go. That's what you do. Fuck that. Jeremy writes, quote, Jesus made me with all of my organs. I will meet him with all my organs. What everyone should say to Gift of Life, Michigan. What a bunch of assholes. Again, no good deed goes unpunished. Yesterday, Pooh Bear and I went out on a little adventure and dropped off Madison's car over at Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV, key sponsor of this show, one of the OGs. Megan then had an attack of the Megans. She Meganed out. And so I see her and she goes, oh, hey, did you look at that email I sent you about that show? And I go, and I hadn't. I'm like, and so I hadn't. And that's okay because she told me about it right there. And I guess what this is a new type of reality show where everyone is nude. And then they, you know, in order to make a match, you have to assess how the person looks naked. And she went into such detail. So it's just me, Diana, and Steve, the guy who works there. And she goes, and so this guy, he walks up to this girl and he gets right down by her private spots, private parts, and says, oh my, you have a really tight vagina, quote. And I'm like, what? And so it's like so fucking awkward. And she's, Steve goes, you can't talk like that to customers. She goes, it's Eric. And I'm like, I want to go, yeah, listen to Steve. Oh, my God. Really tight vagina? Holy fuck. So then she finishes telling me the rest of the show. And we got the hell out of there. I walk out. I go, what the fuck was that? What was she doing? Short time later. Well, not short time later. Hours later, I'm laying in bed. And I sent her a text. And right away, I'm like, oh, no. I hope she doesn't see this tonight because she's going to have an anxiety attack. I wrote, Dear Megan, I just remembered that my shotgun's in the front of that car. I never brought it in the house. Now you're like, EZ, why are you riding around in your daughter's Shrub Scout vehicle with a shotgun in the front seat? And, well, there's an excuse. I have an explanation. When I dropped off my truck, she doesn't like riding around with a shotgun in the car. Like, EZ, why do you ride around with a shotgun in your car in the first place? Well, I put the shotgun in the truck some time ago when I went up north and just never got it out. So it's laying there underneath the back seat. So when I dropped the truck off so that she could have a thing to get to and from work, a car to get to and from work, I took the car. I go, oh, shit, I better get that shotgun. She freaks out even at the thought of guns, let alone a shotgun in the back seat. So I'm in front of her house in Holland, and I pull it out, and I put it in the car. Chris says EZ is 10% hill jack dirt person. Absolutely. Absolutely. So then I'm riding around with the shotgun, and I forgot about the fucking shotgun. I drop the car off. Shotgun's in the car. Car is at Irvine's. She said, all right, I appreciate the heads up. Is it in a case or no? I go, oh, hell no. No case. Passenger side. She said, do you want to come pick this up or... It's locked in my mom's office right now. So I'm like, I don't want to drive all the way there to pick it up. Just, you know, like, eh. Is it okay if I pick it up when I get the car? Now, I'm hoping that these aren't the type of people who are like, won't even touch a gun or think about a gun for fear that it'll, like, explode in their hands. I don't know that. I'm not sure. So, do you want to come pick it up? I'm like, eh. Is it okay when I pick it up? When I pick up the car? She says, sure. Is it loaded? And I'm like, absolutely. Thought so. And I wrote, but the safety is on. Just remember, red is dead. What does that mean? Well, when you click over the safety, you'll see this red little mark on the safety. If you see red, red stands for dead. It's all you got to remember. She wrote, I didn't touch it. No gun safety for me. And I wrote, just don't let any kids near it or we're both going to jail. Nick says, easy way to wind up with a few felonies. Have you lost your mind, idiot? Are you suggesting I cannot transport a shotgun in my vehicle? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I can absolutely transport a shotgun in my vehicle. I can transport any gun that you can buy in my vehicle. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. This tells me that I can. This is my fuck you card. God damn it. There you go. That's it. Yoda World says he is correct. No, he's not. And nor are you. Let's see. Needs to be in a case unloaded with ammo and separate. Your CPL doesn't mean shit for long guns. Oh, that's bullshit. In Michigan, can I have a loaded shotgun in the car? Look, I'll read it to you right now. It says right here. All manner of rifles, including shotguns and muzzleloaders, must be unloaded, enclosed in a case, or carried in the trunk of a vehicle. All right. So, clearly, I was wrong. It's a miracle that they even let me have this pistol license in the first place. So, I guess I've been riding around with that shotgun in the back for the past 6 months, loaded, ready to go, one completely charged gun. All right, well, I'm not breaking any laws at this moment right now, you see? So that means when I go to Irvine's, now that I have the education, I will just empty all the shells and put it in the trunk and wrap it up in a blanket. It's fine. This is totally embarrassing. I've been riding around with that fucking thing for so long. Hell, I don't know. That's a dumb law. You should be able to have that thing loaded up, ready to go. Matt says you have to shoot the ceiling at Irvine's. Amy says you live in Ottawa County. You're fine. Tyler says the good news is Easy is not black, so any police encounter discovering his illegally transported weapon would not result in his death. Cole says, what kind of loser state are you guys living in? Even in Commie, Colorado, we can have a loaded rifle uncased in a vehicle. It just can't be chambered. Nick says, CPL is concealed pistol license. It's bullshit that they don't cover both. Exactly. So that means I can walk around with a loaded pistol charged, and that's no big deal, but I can't drive around with a loaded long gun. Right, you learn something every day. Chris says your truck just needs rotted off exhaust, the gun, chew and spit bottles, and some empties in the bed. All right, so EZ, what'd you talk about on the show today? Well, I just admitted to my felony transportation of firearms. I hope it's not a felony. I don't even want to look it up right now. It's not like I'm going to do it anymore. I take it back. I'm probably going to do it. Thank you for checking out the show. If you want the rest of it, it's on Twitch, twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live, or download the Twitch app and search at Eric Zane Live. If you want to reach out to me via email, you can at eric@ericzaneshow.com. That's the Shoreliners striping inbox. Thank you so much to them. They stripe parking lots and athletic fields. We have a Big Fraud Thursday tomorrow. More on that in a second. But if you want it, patreon.com/Eric Zane. 7 days free at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Nick says multiple felonies with loss of CPL to go with it. Thank you, Whitmer. All right, I understand. There are reasons why gun laws are in place. I don't have to agree with them. All right. Everybody knows that if you have that law in place, you will prevent school shootings or any type of school violence. What's that argument? No laws have ever prevented a mass shooting. Not one. Isn't that right? I mean, I don't know for sure. That's just what people say. I don't know if that's accurate. I think people like Nick would say, damn straight. You're goddamn right. All right. Well, now that I know, it's good news because now Madison at least won't be riding around with a loaded shotgun. Tyler says EZ probably has a grenade in the cup holder as well. All right, I'm going to kick these folks out that are watching on YouTube and Facebook. God, you know, for some reason, they're not online. Maybe they're not. Okay. All right, never mind. Anyway, let's move on. I have a preview of Big Fraud Thursday coming up tomorrow at 6 p.m. I got some help coming up with clips. I get this from time to time. Some assistance this time around from Cameron. He writes, easy. I have some examples of free beer brain tumor talk. Here's a few tumor treats that I pulled. Yeah, this is definitely going to help. This one is quite simple, really. In this clip, how did I write it out? Oh, shit, I don't have it. Hang on. Oh, God damn it. Idiot. Cameron sent this along, an awesome example of free beer brain tumor talk. This is it. If someone yells in your face, it could be described as a barbaric yell. Like, rah! I mean, it was a barbaric yell. Or instead of barbaric yell, you could say this.
I saw him there the whole time, and then he turned around and went, and I also went.
You mirror energy.
Yeah.
Like, if I had turned and let out a barbaric yelp, never mind.
A barbaric yelp?
I'm shutting it down today.
I especially like how quickly he goes, mm-mm. He realizes the words that came out, barbaric yelp, aren't even close to barbaric yell.
Like, if I had turned and let out a barbaric yelp, never mind.
A barbaric yelp?
I'm shutting it down today.
My God, how does that happen? A barbaric yelp.
Like, if I had turned and let out a barbaric yelp,
I have many, many more where that came from, including 2 weeks ago or two shows ago, Freebeard did the old, I did that one on purpose. He does that again this week, which is a regular defense mechanism when he's embarrassed. Oh, I did that on purpose. It sounds like a little kid saying that.
This weekend only at Macy's, it's our lowest prices of spring. How low? Diamond rings, pendants, and earrings, only $399, originally $1,500. Ninja blenders, now $89.99. And $395 men's designer suits, only $99.99. So if you're wondering why you should shop Macy's lowest prices sale, well, the name pretty much says it all. It's our lowest prices for one weekend only. Starts tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
We have another example of that, thanks to Cameron. I didn't do these. Cameron did them. He has three fantastic examples of free beer brain tumor talk. In fact, here is the supercut. We are up to 2 minutes now of free beer brain tumor talk in just the last 6 months.
They were innocuous interactions and answers questions that your children or children, when can we see the baby and where it comes from? Twins are in second grade. They have not prevented me with any homework that would send me for a loop. I want to hear about someone else's misery. You have a lot of admiration for pretty male swords. Dog feces. I love that Freebear trashed Yellowstone. Like when you type in Brussels sprouts. Yeah, all of my kids were potty grained. Tic-tac. Salary and wet bread. Regular E for real. Everybody joined in with that loud rejoinder. That is incorrect. How much did you waver? Sniper, starp, shooters, Freebeard. Let's start with the past. It'll make us appreciate the present. It's often cold and windy that time of year, sure. So they do that courtesy shovel.
A torted of action.
The supposed nice pool says, I thought she and Ryan Reynolds were pretty okay before of all this. How long would that ceremony last? Water will start to be wet. To the morning show. And then eventually one of them reaches in and pulls something out. People who overreact. Gail Gadot. Then we'll get to their next article on the list. Four wonderful examples. Trying to cut back. Hey, how you going? All your girls' moms are dead. The worst pace to live in the world. Conquering. I learned how to have a successful marriage. Your word is conscientious. Contestant for Dumber Than the Show Trivia, where you can money. Around the world next. Subsequently. Mike Rhodes is the head kite. That was 2013 when that happened. A 34-year-old man, Maine. Nope. Named Florida. Nope. 2:30 a.m. on set. Nope. He wanted to sing Linger from Nope. He did what anyone do it. Nope. Oh, that's no. not what Dolores Riordan dried for. Nope. That one sense. Was on purpose. Nope. We'll explain next on Nope. April and Traveler. Nope. More than 20 years of successful. Nope. Benman with Nope. And we understand each other. Nope. Probably more important. Nope. Steve's aggression against the Verges. No, there didn't. Let out a barbaric yelp. Nope. I mean, maybe you play Pokemon every day. Spread on Yik Yak. Mate, did you use Yip Yap? Nope. Intermediate origin. Comedian Tom Segura. Nope. Influencer. Nope. Influent. Nope. Influency type. Nope.
Holy fuck. You know, if we continue at this pace, as time passes, this might be like 15 minutes long. David says, how do people who cannot speak correctly or clearly end up in professions where speaking is your job? That's because Greg knows he does it, but the only thing he does in response to it is either make up tales that he did it on purpose, or number two, gets angry when people bust him about it. Stevie writes, that is getting harder and harder to listen to. How so? I'm not sure what you mean, because I find it, every time I hear it, I'm amazed. I love it. It's getting easier and easier for me to listen to it. My God. So if I spoke like that, if I was a moron and can't speak, I am going to grab that clip and I'm going to go to a speech pathologist and I'm going to say, all right, here's 1 million examples of what is happening to me. Can you maybe assess me and we can somehow come up with a battle plan to make me sound less like an asshole? Is there any way that that is possible? I think a lot of it has to do with pacing. I don't talk fast. I still fuck up, but I don't talk fast. I'm a slow talker. How do you think I'm able to do 2 hours of podcasting at one time? Like, if you went ahead and took all the spaces out from my words on this podcast would be 3 minutes long. It would go from 2 hours to 3 minutes if you took out my pauses. But that's okay, because that's how people talk, especially in this setting. You can't just sit there and rattle the shit off like a goddamn machine gun. Ben Glaze is here. He writes, I usually can't talk right now. Amy writes, I can confirm that EZ talks slow. When I listen to the podcast, I speed it up to 1.5 times. Fantastic. I would too. It's all about time. You got to get more listening in, whatever it is you listen to. So are you suggesting, though, what I need to know is when you're listening back, is the pace at which I talk, is it like, I can't handle it. It's too fucked up. He's an asshole. I can only handle him when he's at 1.5 the speed. Or is it more out of necessity to get through the podcast to move on with your day? Because if you say to me, EZ, no, it's because you're fucked up and there's too many pauses and I just can't take it. Fuck you. I'm probably going to throw myself off of a cliff. No, I wouldn't do that. I don't care. This is the way it is. She says, no, it's a necessity. Of course it is. Molly suggests that I talk slower. Now, I've had people who don't like me really lean into how I do this show. and say, oh my God, I swear to God, I thought that my phone like lost service because there was so much time between when he spoke. It was like 30 seconds. I don't know, maybe 25. I don't wait 30 seconds between my thoughts, idiots. Megan is here. She says, I listen to podcasts at 1.5 speed most of the time because people talk so slow. I don't have that issue with Easy. Megan, were you here earlier in the show when I was talking about you saying out loud the quote from that show? Oh my, you have a really tight vagina. I told that story earlier. Hey, Megan, how are you? Here's the keys. I'm dropping it off. Oh my God, did you see this show? I sent you an email about it. No, I haven't seen it. Well, let me tell you. They're checking each other out. They're naked. And this guy walks right up to her vagina and says, oh my God, you have a really tight vagina. And I'm like, what the fuck? I was so uncomfortable. It wasn't so much that I'm uncomfortable with you describing that. I was just like kind of like out in the wild almost. And then there's Steve, who I've talked to Steve like three times in my life. And he's just standing there, and I'm like, oh, God, that's fucking awful. By the way, Megan, you may have missed it, but earlier in the show, it was revealed to me through my lack of knowledge that me actually transporting that shotgun loaded is a big problem. So my apologies for that. I'm so sorry that I put you through that. The show is called Naked Attraction on HBO. HBO Max, weirdest damn show. Steve is used to me. I am an HR violation without a doubt. The fact that Steve, the grease monkey, goes, hey, you can't talk that way to customers. Why is it that the grease monkey is telling the 30-some-year-old woman problems from an HR standpoint? Cole writes, when are people going to learn Zane doesn't watch shows, no matter how tight the vaginas in them are? Yeah, I don't watch a whole lot of TV. At least I haven't. All right. There is one news story that is going around like fucking crazy. Several of you sent it to me. And the headline was Savage, as Patrick Doyle wrote in his comment when he sent it to me through Facebook Messenger. Headline reads, a grave mistake. Somebody died, and the family is taking the casket. All the pallbearers are walking it towards the grave, and they're getting close to the actual hole. And then they're standing over the hole, and somehow everything collapses. So all the pallbearers fall into the grave. One of them falls into the grave and bashes his brains in, and the casket lands on top of the guy, like bashes into his head and hits him so hard he's unconscious with his face in the mud. Like when he got out, they're like pulling mud off of the guy's face. Everybody lived, but they were all fucked up. And there's video for this, and it's like incredible. And all the local TV stations, and I'll show it to you in a second, all the local TV stations are presenting it as, oh, the horror, this is terrible. But, you know, if it bleeds, it leads. The news directors all across the U.S. are like, oh, this is a great story. This is fantastic. We got bird's eye video of the entire, all the pallbearers falling into the grave. Grandma's in the front. She tumbles in. Holy shit. Here we go. It happened in Philadelphia. And there's the headline that goes along with it. A grave mistake. Like this chick here who's about to do the story. See that look on her face? She's trying not to laugh here. She's about to crack up.
We're going to begin here with a funeral burial gone terribly wrong. A grieving family is speaking out today after pallbearers fell into the grave while carrying the casket of their loved one in North Philadelphia.
The platform above the burial site collapsed right from under their feet. Action News reporter Chad Pradelli joins us now live from North Philadelphia with further details. Chad.
That's where the Fresh Prince is from, I think.
Yeah, this scary incident happened Friday here at Green Mound Cemetery. The family wants to know why it happened, whether it could have been prevented.
Now, when you see the size of all these pallbearers, I know why it happened, because all these fat fucks are north of 300 bills.
They also want an apology, and it was all captured on video.
Short steps.
The pallbearers carried Benjamin Aviles to his final resting spot. As they began to lay down the casket, the platform above the burial site collapses, sending the men plunging into the burial hole.
It was just a horrible incident that happened.
Okay, so this chick is a witness. She's in her own home wearing a stupid mask.
Happened in a bad moment.
Aviles' stepdaughter, Maribel Rodriguez, says the men who fell into the hole all suffered injuries, mostly to their legs, hands, and back. Aviles' son suffered the worst of it.
The casket laid on top of him, and he was out like a light. His face was in the mud.
She and her family blame Greenmount Cemetery and the Rodriguez Funeral Home for what she calls subpar conditions for a burial. Maribel Rodriguez says no relation to the funeral home.
The whole thing was trembling. It was like wobbly. It was unstable. It was all wet and soaked.
Both the funeral home and cemetery had no comment to Action News. Okay. Today, some boards and broken wood can be seen at the burial plot. Yeah. But Aviles is finally laid to rest.
Yeah. I think that
Can you imagine if he died doing the same thing? So it's like a vicious cycle.
Should apologize. I think that there should be some reimbursement involved, being that the ceremony was interrupted. Nothing was done properly.
And the family tells me none of the injuries is considered serious.
So is she suggesting, she said, we need a reimbursement at least. I agree. I mean, that would be the least that the funeral home or whatever, the cemetery, whoever's responsible for this. Somebody had set that shit up.
And all are expected
to be. The fact that they say, oh, yeah, no apology, no nothing.
Okay. Live in North Philadelphia, Chad Pradelli, Channel 6. Action.
Yeah, if I run that place and I want, you know, to make sure that I don't get sued, I'm going to make life as easy as possible.
It's time to begin the hunt.
I'm going to make that as easy as possible on these people. If they just say, oh, well, you know, it's your fault. You were too fat. Stevie with a quote from that song, Let the Bodies Hit the Floor. Tyler writes, look, the goal is to get the casket into the hole. That happened. I see no problem here. Megan says, did the body fall out? No. Tyler writes, the grave diggers thought the platform was sturdy enough. They were dead wrong. Piano Finger Banger says, maybe the chick is sick. That's why she's wearing a mask. Whatever. What a bunch of fatties, David says. Tyler says, oh, yeah, milk this for a cool million. So, I think that, well, as Nick writes, I had to carry my dad through a snowy, hard-living cemetery. I thought we were going to slip and drop his big ass. Yeah, there's got to be something. I mean, you would think that. I mean, if this were me, I would expect that I wouldn't have to actually pay for all of the expenses to get so-and-so into the ground. And if they don't, then you just sue them. You know, just say you're, the pain and suffering, the emotional damage alone is probably worth millions of dollars. Yoda World says, just change the name of the service provider to Express Funerals. Maureen says, thank God the deceased didn't tumble out of the casket. Well, no, I wish it would have. That would have been fantastic if that happened. Megan says, did the funeral home check and make sure that he's not all crumpled up at one end of the casket like a fucked up pizza? Oh, my God. That is an industry that, you know, there's a lot of crazy industries that I just cannot put my brain into. That's one. Also, being the veterinarian who has to escort the dogs and cats to the Rainbow Bridge. Fuck that. Or, let's see. Cops, you know, the occasional saunter into a murder scene. I mean, that's stuff that never leaves your brain, you know? Not to mention the profession of being in the military during wartime. That's rough. Megan asks, Easy, can you call the funeral home and ask if he slid to one side like the cheese off a pizza? Okay, I'll tell you this. If I, off the top of my head, knew the name of the funeral home, I probably would do it. I am scanning. Okay. I got the funeral home. Rodriguez Funeral Home. Rodriguez Funeral Home, North Philadelphia. Okay. There's more than one. All right. You want me to call and ask if the guy slid to one side like the cheese off a pizza? Tyler says, Megan will end up feeling bad for suggesting that. Oh, yeah, and then she'll be banging on my door and say, oh, no. So this is all Megan's fault. Watch your ears.
Please leave your message for
Emilian.
It sounded like some guy's phone. Like some guy with the name of Rodriguez. What type of operation are they running there if they don't have, like, a receptionist?
Please leave your message for
Emilian Rodriguez.
Okay. That's crazy. You would have thought it would said, hello, welcome to Rodriguez Funeral Home. Push one for, push two for, but no, it's like, Emilio Rodriguez, leave me a message. All right, so if that is any indicator, now the puzzle pieces are fitting together a little nicer. If that's the type of operation that they're running. Maureen says funeral directors are so serious they may not appreciate the humor in this question. Shitty grave platforms and no receptionist. What kind of dollar store cemetery is this? Well, that was the funeral home I was calling. Greenmount Cemetery. Maybe we can try that one too. I need to know. When these wild goose chases happen on this show, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Greenmount Cemetery, Philly.
Greenmount Cemetery, how can I help you?
Yeah, ma'am, how are you? I had a question for you.
Yes.
So the audience was asking if that casket that fell into that grave, if the deceased slid to one side like cheese on a pizza when it falls off your front seat.
Where are you calling from?
North Philadelphia, born and raised.
Say again?
North Philly.
No, where are you calling from?
North Philly, born and raised.
Give me a second, please.
Appreciate your call. Thank you for calling. We'd like to take you. Thank you for calling. We'd like to take this opportunity to tell you how much we appreciate.
This is Shannon speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, this is Greg Freebeer Daniels. I'm calling from the Freebeer and Hot Wings show.
From where?
The Freebeer and Hot Wings show.
Okay.
And I was asking, the audience was wondering if when that casket fell in the hole, if the deceased was all to one side like cheese falling off a pizza. Ah! Numerous people chiming in. Boy, that Greg is an ass, Megan says. This is all, Megan did all of this. This is all Megan's fault. This is fantastic, though. I think this bit was a winner. I mean, like overall, if we were to go ahead and look at the diagram of how this bit took place. Jeremy says, call her back and say, I think we got disconnected. I better not. I better just leave it alone. All right, I'll call her back. Assholes. Tyler says, I cringe during these calls. I would be terrible at doing something like this.
Greenmount Cemetery, this is Shannon speaking. How can I help you?
Shauna, hey, I just got cut off. I was talking with somebody about whether or not that guy slid to the side of the coffin like the cheese off a pizza. And I got cut off.
Are you serious? There's no comments heard. Have a nice day.
Well, wait a minute. I blame Megan. I cannot believe Megan did this. Stevie writes, are you serious? She says, I feel no guilt, Megan says. All right, I'm going to quit right there. Rebecca says, calls like this always make me uncomfortable. Yeah, me too. Tell me about it. This is nonsense. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.